Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott George as we talk about enhancing the beef checkoff in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and 8M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
We're talking with Scott George, former president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the representative for NCBA over the 3 years of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group. Over those 3 years, several groups, including NCBA, have been trying to come up with a consensus and industry-wide support for a referendum for a second dollar for the beef checkoff. Other groups have a different agenda, though. They'd like to reform the beef checkoff. They don't like NCBA being the major contractor, and that's been their stated objective, to try to end that particular relationship, NCBA and the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Given the fact that the National Farmers Union, one of the groups, is pulling out of the negotiations, can the working group continue on? How does it move forward?
Well, that's a good question, Ron, and I can tell you that the working group is still planning on meeting. They're going to go forward and look and see where the groups are. I felt like it was almost a betrayal for these groups to decide to go public. I would have expected they would have come instead to the private group and say, you know what, we've decided we're not going to participate any longer. But that's their decision, and I respect their right to make that decision.
Of course, the group that has pulled out of the negotiations, the National Farmers Union, and several other groups that agree with their position, they've called on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to unilaterally make major reforms in the beef checkoff. And force that on the industry. We asked Scott George what he thinks the secretary is thinking right now, what he might do and what he can do regarding changes in the beef checkoff.
Well, again, I'm not a lawyer, but it seems to me that he's got some real hurdles to go over if he decides to go that way. The one thing that we need to remember is the beef checkoff is very unique because we have beef producers in every state of the union. And that's different than any other commodity. The beef checkoff we have state beef councils in 45 of those states. That's unique. It's been very, very effective and very efficient. It's yielded great results. The latest Cattlemen's Beef Board survey says that 78% of the producers approve of the program. They think it helps them stay in business and be profitable. We don't think that the program is broken at all. We think it's simply underfunded. And so for the secretary to take a very effective, very well-supported, very good program and try to replace it with something else and ask the producers to support that is going to be a real uphill battle for him.
Cattle producer Scott George, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.